This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report last Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
Today's agriculture demands expertise, and no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
On top of the disappointing WASDE report, export sales were not great last week. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride started off with his analysis of the corn numbers.
It was disappointing on the corn side of things. The range of estimates was 750,000 to 1.4 million tons. And we came in at 335,000 tons total. Between the old crop and the new crop. Now, most of that is the old crop at 325.5 thousand.
While this is the first disappointment we've seen in the corn exports in a while, McBride said this doesn't mean the overall situation is suddenly bad.
So this is the first disappointing number that we've seen out of corn in quite a while. We've been looking at this as pretty status quo. They were in line, maybe just slightly off of hitting the USDA's goal. So there were no concerns about it. Now this kind of puts a little bit of a worry into it, but overall it doesn't necessarily change it. It's just 1 week at this point.
McBride said bean numbers were also low, but that's pretty much to be expected at this point.
In the range of estimates at 305.3 thousand tons for the week, the average the range of estimates was 200,000 up to 700,000. We don't look for much for bean sales at this time of the year, so because you've got that Brazil harvesting and getting beans to port, and then Argentina's turning around and should be starting to look towards their harvest. There's not a lot of call for U.S. beans at this point.
For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.